WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
That's Joey Barron demolishing military drum rolls during a solo concert at the Knitting Factory Festival. In a lot of ways, the Knitting Factory is the most interesting club in Manhattan. By presenting a different act or two nearly every night, it fosters a vital downtown music scene. And by keeping ticket prices low and not forcing patrons to buy drinks, it's cultivating a new audience for jazz and improvised music. The crowd there is notably younger and less well-heeled than you'd find at established clubs like the Village Vanguard. The current festival features more than 30 acts over the course of 3 weeks, spotlighting great but under-recorded players, up-and-coming young Turks, neo-funk media darlings, and a few unclassifiable mavericks. So far, the fest has produced some amazing music. Dewey Redman's marathon half-hour solos offer evidence he's our greatest living tenor saxophonist, Sonny Rollins included. And tenorist Frank Lowe led a wonderfully raucous quintet, Saxomble, with four saxophones, including thundering bass and baritone saxes. Cutting across racial, gender, and generational lines, the Knitting Factory Festival includes everyone from noisy rock bands to 79-year-old jazz bassist Milt Hinton. On the spiritual Joshua Fit the Battle of Jericho, Hinton gives a demonstration of the noble but neglected art of slap bass. Many of the bands in the festival mirror the club's eclectic booking policy. These groups blur the lines between jazz, rock, and electronic music, and between composition and improvisation. The best of the bunch is the trio of Butch Morris on cornet, Wayne Horvitz on keyboards, and Bobby Previtt on percussion and electronics. More than any group I know, they reflect the full spectrum of contemporary music. They're equally at home with high technology and the fluid unpredictability of jazz. Music is usually regarded as serious stuff, but an element of humor runs through a lot of festival performances. Saxophonist John Zorn's band Naked City plays twisted versions of movie themes and heavy metal music. The quartet Odd Job mixes original material with covers of 60s rock songs. Odd Job's singer, Shelley Hirsch, trashes the reputation of the Jefferson Airplane's Grace Slick by exaggerating her mannerisms only slightly.
Was just small.
One benefit of the Knitting Factory Festival has been a chance to hear a few players working in a variety of different bands. Some of the regulars include trombonist Robin Eubanks, saxophonist Marty Ehrlich, bassist Mark Dresser, and those drummers Joey Barron and Bobby Previtt. Previtt led a septet that showcased his marvelously inventive writing. He, Ehrlich, and Wayne Horvitz also play in a sextet led by pianist and composer Robin Holcomb. A few of the downtown stalwarts at the festival have new records out. They include Robin Holcomb, Marty Ehrlich, the driving string trio Arcado, and Oddjob's vocalist Shelly Hirsch and keyboardist David Weinstein. In addition, A&M Records has released the first of three sampler albums of music recorded at the club. Boom periods for new music in New York are always temporary, but for the moment, the scene is thriving. Enjoy it while it lasts.